morning. All this week, we've been celebrating the Easter good news that Jesus is risen from the dead, alive and kicking, with us and for us. The resurrection is the turning point of history. Everything is BC, before Christ, or AD, Anno Domini, the year of our Lord. The whole Christian faith falls like a pack of cards if Jesus is not risen. No resurrection, no Christians, no church, no New Testament, no Christmas, no Easter, no interest in a first century carpenter, no matter how good he was, no nothing in fact. The resurrection of Jesus was the great turnaround, from dead to alive, defeat to victory, despair to hope. Mary Magdalene turned round from grief to joy. Thomas turned round from doubt to certainty, my Lord and my God. Peter turned round from guilt to a fresh new start. Cleopas and his friend turned round from bewilderment to sharing the good news. And when the risen Jesus touches us in our daily lives, we can turn round too in all these ways. I want to tell you about one other person famously turned around by Jesus. He was Saul of Tarsus. He was a very devout Jew, very sincere, well-educated, spiritual man, a good man. But he's a good example of being sincerely wrong, zealous to a fault, good to the point of self-righteous. He thought that the Jesus followers were a nasty new sect of Jews who were preaching heresy and blasphemy and endangering the Jewish faith. He sincerely felt that God wanted him to launch a holy war against these Christians, so he persecuted and killed many of them. He was on his way to Damascus, the capital of Syria, to persecute and kill still more Christians, when Jesus struck him down blind on the road. Saul said, "Who are you, Lord?" And the voice said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." To cut a long story short, Jesus opened his eyes by striking him blind. Jesus turned his life completely around. Jesus changed his name from Saul to Paul. Jesus called him to be a Christian instead of killing them. Jesus appointed him to be the leading Christian missionary of the first century. Jesus can always turn anyone around. He turned my life around. That's why I'm a Christian. That's why I'm a missionary. That's why I'm speaking to you now. I'm hoping he is turning you around just as I am speaking. The word in the Bible for turning around is metanoia, which means repentance. Basically, there are only two ways to live. We can look to Jesus and radiate, or we can look to ourselves and wither. We can look to this side of Easter with the risen Jesus, or we can plod hopelessly up the hill to our next crucifixion.